Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's obviously most crucially integral to the fabric of our very nature. Today we talk about...
I got on my knees and started licking at them.
Oh, hell yeah, bitch.
I'm fucking dealing with like 6 pounds of shit on a daily basis.
Dust off your zong, dude.
Here we go.
Hey.
Wow. All right.
Woo. And We're back.
Whoa. Whoa. You got a bunch of them, huh?
Well, you missed it. We were all kind of doing it together as a group, and you held out and you wanted your own time to shine. I respect that about you, Blake.
Right.
Yep. I'm trying to just kind of segue into my own personal podcast where it's never any speaking from me. It's just sound bites.
Hey, I'd listen.
And just you?
Yep.
This is important.
Yeah.
This is important.
That's what you bring to the table mostly for our podcast as well. So I think you'd be pretty good at it.
No speaking. Yeah, I've been practicing.
Yeah. It kind of, you know, from listening to our podcast, my attention kind of dips when you're telling a story or doing something. But once you hit that button, fire, baby.
Oh, yeah. Right. It's true.
Hey, and guys, guess what?
We're back.
We're back.
And who is that?
That was some guy from like the Longhorns. I just Googled "we're back."
Oh, that's tight. Just some college football player?
Yeah, they like got
or,
back
or
to
gymnast.
Some,
I don't know. He could be any.
It
team.
Could be any sport in Texas.
Yeah, but I think they were back at the rings. They were competitors once again.
Oh man, the rings look so fucking hard. I don't know about those things.
They look hard as hell.
Yeah.
But we are talking football, correct?
No, we're talking about gymnasts real quick. How jacked are gymnasts? Like their shoulders and biceps are crazy.
Yes.
Yes.
Well, they hold themselves out like the Iron Cross on the gym or whatever, or on the rings is fucking insane, dude.
It is next level.
Have you ever been able to do that? Has anybody ever been able to do that?
Well, yeah.
Anyone? Yeah. Gymnasts.
Oh, okay. No, like here, out of the four of us. The four of us.
No.
Yeah, okay. Me neither.
Weird we're talking about this because just today I had a fitting and the woman doing the fitting was like...
And what is a fitting for people outside of Hollywood?
A fitting is when you're putting on clothes and they decide...
A costume.
Yeah, a costume, if you will. Wardrobe for a TV show or a movie. And you got to go put on a ton of clothes and then the producers decide what you're going to wear. And I was doing that and she goes... What sports did you play growing up? And I'm like, you know, baseball or whatever. And she goes, you look like you could have been a really good gymnast. And I was like, do tell. Thank you.
What part of your body was screaming gymnast? Was it the shoulders?
I think it's these thick ass shoulders and back and thighs and butt area, dude.
Yeah, it's like all spring. That part. It's all
it
those
looks,
parts.
It looks like I should be more athletic than I am. I can't jump more than 4 inches without it hurting when I land.
Right.
Yeah, the impact.
Mm-hmm.
The impact takes it out of you.
You should just like collapse when you come back down.
I do normally, honestly.
Always
into like a cool lounge position on the ground.
Howdy.
Well, I have to have a big fall in the new season of Righteous Gemstones, and I have to fall like 20 feet. And
holy moly.
They're like, yeah, we're just worried because you're going to be landing on top of people that you might twist an ankle or twist a knee or something. And I'm like, I'm actually worried about that because I've had literally 5 ACL surgeries.
Right.
So let's be careful with that. And they're like, yeah, we will. And I'm like, all right.
What are the logistics of that, though? Like what?
Yeah, what's going on here?
I mean, I don't want to give anything away because it's kind of a big stunt, but...
yeah, no Crouching Tiger wire work? What are we talking?
Yeah, there is going to be some wire work. They're going to lower
But is it Crouching Tiger wire work?
What do you mean by that?
I want to say we're back.
Okay.
We're back. I want to say we're back, but I'm not sure how much Crouching Tiger is involved.
Okay.
You want to keep the dragon hidden. I got it.
Mm-hmm. I want to say we're back.
We're back, everybody.
Well, thank you. I want to thank you for the viewers for sticking with us. We dropped a few, you know, best ofs. And a lot of people wait until they have like 100 episodes in the tank to do a best ofs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not us. We had too much fire.
Yeah, it's true.
Oh, yeah.
We had too much hot fire waiting in the cut.
Very hot.
So we had to throw that back at you 35, 40 episodes deep.
Yeah.
Get you that.
Yeah, just in case you forgot.
Yeah, all that scalding material.
I know I did. when I listened to it, I was like, I kind of forgot this little fun little run right here.
I did a listen back, and I'm like, why aren't we mean to Kyle anymore?
Yeah, it was really fun when we were mean to Kyle.
Well, what do you got for me? What do you got for me, baby? Bring it on today. What do you got? Fuck it.
Shut up, bitch.
Well, I think what I'm going to start doing is just not paying attention to you.
Fuck it, bitch. What do you got?
Nah, what? I'm just not going to listen. And when you talk, I'm going to just ignore you.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yeah.
That's what you're going to do?
That's actually really mean.
A whole new mean angle.
Wow.
That's like the meanest thing you could do.
Yikes.
That's interesting.
Do you guys hear something?
there's like some kind of a fly buzzing around me.
Yeah. Can we have the room?
Hey, Kyle, can we have the room real quick?
Yeah, sure. I'm going to go take a nap. I'm exhausted.
He's exhausted. Everybody.
Very exhausted.
Well, I do. I want to say thank you to the listeners sticking with us. I had a family issue. My fat dad. He is fat a little now. He just recently gained like 20 pounds. I'm like, this is great. Yeah, he got a little fat all of a sudden.
We love it. He's living.
He was a little hefty back in the day.
Then he lost like 50, 60 pounds and got all shredded up. Right. And then he's recently put on like 20 pounds, but it's good because he just got the cancer. So he got the cancer.
Spit take on Blake on that one.
He got the cancer, and the doctor's like pumped on his little extra pudge. He's like, oh, hell yeah, bitch. And this, I'm quoting him verbatim.
I was just going to say, this is a doctor in Venice.
These are the best people.
What's up? I'm Dr. Malibu.
This is a cool doctor.
Oh, hell yeah, bitch.
This is the same guy I got my weed card from.
Yo, hell yeah, bitch. Oh, look at this chunky mug.
You got the cancer.
You're going to beat the shit out of this cancer, Braj.
Hold up. So why is a little pudge good?
Because you usually end up losing a lot of weight when because you are sick and you don't want to eat or you can't physically eat. And so
because
of the chemo and the radiation.
Right.
Yeah, because the chemo knocks you out, right?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Right.
Mm-hmm. And his tumor is like in a lymph node. We really got lucky. I don't know. I talked to the guys a little bit individually, but his cancer, we got really lucky because usually with lung cancer, you don't find it until it's too late.
Right.
And so we got lucky in the fact that his voice went out, and it has to be in a certain lymph node. They said it's like the fourth lymph node in your neck, right. And there's a bunch of them there.
Yeah, there's 12.
I think, yeah, give or take a shit ton is what the doctor said.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Dr. Venice.
Dr. Brajola.
And it's like the dude from Idiocracy.
Yeah. It pressed on a nerve, and then his voice went out. And they were like, that's the only way that we would have checked his lungs right now.
Yeah.
So the cancer was literally on his nerves?
His cancer was on his last nerve.
Wow.
Yes,
wow.
Points!
Very good.
This cancer's getting on my nerves.
That is crazy, though. When I heard that about his voice, I Googled it. I was like, I had never heard that before, but that is such a... Damn, man. Just lucked out. That's huge.
Yeah. Got super lucky, and we got him into good hospital. And, you know, the last few weeks were fucking crazy because my parents are just... You know, they just love where they live. They live in Lake of the Ozarks, and they are like... Yeah, we'll just do it here. People beat cancer all over the place. We don't have to go to a good place. And thank God I was able to be there with them that week, and I didn't have to work that week. It just lucked out that I had that hiatus, and I was able to convince them to go to a great hospital. So they're in MD Anderson, which is in Houston, which is ranked number one for cancer and cancer research. And so they're awesome. Doing all kinds of cool shit that I'm excited about. So big ups to Dennis D.
Get him.
Yep.
And, you know, love you, bud.
Dennis D, give him hell, brother.
Mm-hmm. Fight that good fight.
Yeah.
And a big fuck you to all the doctors in the Ozarks.
Yeah, I mean, honestly. Yeah, fuck those guys.
That's the guy who you're quoting who's like, he's got fucking cancer, dude. Okay, Dr. Ozarks, thank you.
You got the big C.
We're going to Houston.
Oh, my God. That's so wild.
My dad wore a T-shirt that says, Houston, we got a problem, his first day.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, of course he did.
We were out taking a walk, and I'm like, oh, Dad, because I kept saying that. We kept saying that when we were going to Houston, where it's like, Houston, we got a problem.
And then we
went and saw the T-shirt, like, in just a store, and he's like, I gotta buy it.
Yes. Because
his voice is all fucked up now. He sounds absolutely insane. He actually feels fine.
Your impression sounds like how it, you've always done his impression.
Yeah, well, I mean, normally he's like, right. But now he's like, he's down here.
Right.
And so he sounds worse than he feels. Like, he doesn't feel bad yet. So, like, people, when they see, when they, like, talk to him on the phone, they're like, oh, my God.
Right.
Any day now. You know, right. it sounds way worse than it actually is.
Does he like that attention? He's no. Like, do not FaceTime me.
No,
he's got the shirt.
I don't think he does. I mean, I think he likes that people, you know, are rooting for him and shows that everyone loves him as much as they do.
Of course.
I think it's like weird for him to like talk to like super old friends that he hasn't talked to in like probably 20 years. And then they call and they're like, heard you got the cancer. And he's like, yeah, I got it. And then it's just they're just two men that are uncomfortable talking about their feelings. So they sit in silent for like 3 minutes on the phone, and they're like, "Well, gotta go. All right, take care. Thanks for calling.
You take care.
Yeah,
I love you.
You kick its butt, okay? You kick that cancer's ass.
I love you. Bye."
Yeah, when you're of that ilk of like, I can't really talk about it. Just sitting there breathing is enough.
Right. Oh, that's like, enough. Just knowing that your friend cares about you.
Yeah.
Well, those yas get real loaded. Like
the food there. Dog shit.
Yeah.
Hey, I've had better at your mom's house.
Okay. All right.
Oh, the same old Dennis. Honestly,
those were the days.
Those were.
Yeah.
Yeah, but really, actually, honestly, the best years of my life.
Genuinely, hanging with you.
Yeah. Glory Days comes on the radio. They just listen and cry.
Mm-hmm. What station are you listening to?
Glory Days.
Yeah. They can't say I love you, so they're like, I love the good old days. Yeah.
Bob Seger.
Pickup trucks. I love Chevy.
I love AC/DC.
I love Ford over Chevy. Ford found on road ahead. Chevy's better.
I love Lowe's hardware.
Ford F-150s. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
What's up? Yeah. Are you there? I think the reception got bad.
Yes, points.
Points.
I love you, Hall. I can do anything with those trucks.
I love you, Hall.
I'd help you move to heaven.
I'm just not a Penske guy. What can I say?
What's Penske?
That's another like truck you can rent.
You know what statistic that I heard that is fucking insane? Because
is this a U-Haul statistic?
It's a U-Haul specifically.
I read it on the side of a U-Haul. They have those cool little.
And that's what I would like to segue to.
With those crazy fucking murals that look like you're looking inside the truck. Those things are fucked up.
Yeah, sorry, they fuck you up. You think the back door's open?
Yeah, it's fucked up. They're like, the perspective on them is gnarly. Like sometimes I'm driving.
Yeah, I don't know if it ever really threw me for a total loop.
Oh, it's throwing me.
Hey, Adam, we'll circle back to whatever statistic you have and just talk about these murals for a little bit.
Well, it's bizarre.
Yeah.
It's
how are you supposed to drive?
Can we talk about the side of a U-Haul truck, those did you knows?
Yeah.
They're the best.
Well, no, and that's where I got this stat is 1 out of 3 people get cancer.
1 out of 3?
Yeah.
1 out of 3 people. And I read that on the side of a U-Haul truck.
Okay.
I remember when my cousin was going through it, I had the same statistic. And I was like, oh, so you just have to kind of live to fight it before you even have it?
Yeah. That's how everybody goes. It's either you get cancer or something with your heart. And that's how. And I'm like thinking about me and how I'm going to go, you know, just thinking a lot about like my own mortality,
yeah.
You know, dealing with my dad's stuff.
Sure.
And I'm like, my heart's exploding. I got to be more careful, more tender with this sweet bumping bitch in my chest.
Yes, you only have one.
Because, you know, I'm Operation Go Hard all the time. And it's time for me to pump the brakes just a wee bit.
Is that what the doctor said to you?
He looked at me and he goes, "You're Operation Go Hard." I could tell you're an Operation Go Hard.
You need an Operation Go Hard.
We just got your CAT scans back, and it looks like you are in Operation Go Hard. You're going to need to chill out a little bit.
You've been in Operation Go Hard for quite some time.
Oh boy.
Yeah, you have to kind of combat it just as a, like a preemptive measure. If you look at the statistics, it's like, okay.
I think it's, I'm going to tone down my lifestyle 20%. Not, you know, I'm not going to totally change my life.
For but 1 month.
20%.
Okay.
Yeah. And unless my dad.
How do you quantify the 20%? What does that mean?
Unless my dad just beats the shit out of cancer, then I'll be like, oh, well then, you know.
Yeah. Then it's back on.
Born to go hard.
Then I'm born to go hard.
Yeah. Baby, we were born to run.
Baby, we were born go hard.
Yeah. I think it's just eating a little better, cutting back on the amount of just shit I put in my body. I truly treat it like a garbage can, as you guys know. And, you know, I think I'm going to try to be a little healthier.
If, you know, if there's no accident that kills you, what do you think it's going to be?
What's going to kill me?
Yeah, or anybody. I don't fucking, whatever. Like, not like a train or whatever, like a car, but like, what's the thing you think's going to...
The health? What's the health?
I think something's going to just drop out of a tree and hit me on the head, and that's going to be
That's
it.
An accident, right? That's an accident.
What I just said was bearing an accident.
Yeah. He said the opposite of that.
No, it was an accident because you didn't let me finish. Kyle drops a coconut out of the tree and kills me.
You got killed by a coconut that I dropped out of the tree? That's what you came up with to walk that one back?
I think Kyle's going to kill me.
God damn it, Blake. You're just stealing bits from Adam Devine's house party Hawaii.
Yeah.
I see you.
That's right.
And you busted me. Yeah. And you busted me. Okay, I didn't know if you remembered them all.
I see you stealing that bit.
I didn't even know you watched. That's yeah.
A lot of times I reach back into the house party bag, I dust them off, but you guys, I should know. Hey, these are
we gotta
the
let
creators
you know.
Of the show here.
I'm going to die because Blake's going to kill me with these jokes.
Okay.
Yes, points. Points.
I honestly think I'm most scared of cancer because I smoked for so long and I quit that.
Yeah, you got it.
And I fucking, you know, yeah.
Well, I mean, what's fucked up about lung cancer is my dad truly quit smoking, didn't have a cigarette for the past 7 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So before that, there was multiple years where he'd quit for a few years, start again for 6 months or 8 months, and then quit again for a while.
Right.
So, but he smoked for like, you know, 35, 40 years.
Dude, I remember smoking with your dad, like,
just
broing down, drinking beers, smoking hella cigarettes.
So this is your fault? This is your fault.
So this is a little on you.
It's on Kyle.
No.
Blood on your hands.
We were both there, guys.
Everyone keeps reaching out to me and different doctors and people that I've been talking to. And they're like, hey, just this isn't about blame. Do not blame your father. And I'm like, no.
What?
Who? Like, what? Like, I guess some people. I mean, to me, it wouldn't even enter my mind to blame him. Because everyone makes their own choices, and it's just... It's kind of the luck of the roll of the dice, you know?
The luck of the Irish.
It's the anti-luck of the Irish.
It's the bad luck of the Irish.
It's the bad luck of the Irish.
I love the statistic 1 out of 3, and I just look around this Zoom, and I'm like, who's getting it? And why? And where?
Yeah.
I have little doubt that I already consider myself having cancer. I'm so afraid of it. I'm so afraid of it.
That's what I'm saying. I kind of share that sentiment, Blake. That's like, it's like you have to, I'm like, am I combating it with how I eat? Yeah, I need to for a lot of the times because you just don't know.
But that's the other thing is like, it even feels like everything you do, you can only take so many preemptive measures. Like, sure, smoking cigarettes, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Right.
That it's on the packet. You're going to get cancer if you do it. You have to assume you will.
Yeah.
But everything else is kind of like you walk into Starbucks, there's the little plaque on the wall. Like, things in here give you cancer, maybe.
Right,
it's
right,
like,
right.
How are you supposed to live your life? And even, there's just so much
questions.
You can't.
It's just like the big ones. It's just like drone. Drink like a fish every day. Don't smoke cigarettes all the time. You know, it's just you can, everything in moderation. Sort
isn't of. Like the is the red meat is that linked to cancer? Is that a thing?
I think that's more heart stuff.
Yeah,
but I mean, who knows what they're putting in these goddamn cows these days?
Exactly. Well, who knows what they're doing with the manufactured meat these days? You know what I mean?
They're feeding cows to cows.
Okay,
cannibal burger.
I think I'm gonna get mad cow.
Okay, that would suck. I think that would be bad.
I'm an avian flu boy, cause fuck birds. They've heard me talking about how I hate birds in these
Right, they're coming for you.
The bird flu's coming for me. I would say probably for me it would be a heart thing, which is scary because I've had members of my family have heart attacks and stuff. Mm-hmm. But also most members of my family end up getting cancer of some sort or another. So.
Is that right?
Same.
You've had other members?
Yeah.
Who else?
Oh, yeah. Everybody gets lung cancer. But they all smoked. Wow. Like when I was a kid, everybody in my family was smoking. Now, yeah. Not my mom, but like all my aunts and uncles and everybody and my grandparents and everyone. It was just like, I don't remember my grandfather without a cigarette in his hand.
Right. So wait, now something's kind of clicking. Do you think that statistic of the 1 in 3 people get cancer is because cigarette smoking was so prominent in the past that maybe we're just getting all these lung cancers from these cigarette smokers of the, you know, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s?
Maybe, but also it's not all lung cancer. It's like any type of cancer.
Lung? I wonder what's the most common cancer, I wonder.
I think it was lung, and now it's tongue.
Tongue?
Tongue cancer.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Seems real.
Interesting. Yeah. This is important.
Is it colon cancer?
Oh, God.
That seems right. Butt cancer?
Right. From all the dill?
I feel like that's a dirty zone.
Kyle, shut up.
What'd you say? Were you talking about pegging?
Kyle, shut up.
What did I say?
Shut up, dude.
Shut up.
Yeah, I think the colon cancer is for sure, without a doubt, if anybody gets colon cancer, huge into pegging. I think that's what that
is. Yeah.
Is that the cause?
Plug it statistics. Up.
So blame them. Like the doctor said, like, don't blame them. Blame those people for sure, because that's what happened.
Plug it up. Don't let the cancer out.
Right, right. Mm.
Yeah.
You got to plug it up.
Everybody take a sip.
Yeah, yeah. I have a cup of coffee right now.
Everybody take a sip of your beverage. You know, this is really...
It's getting too real. We're talking about too real of things. So we're like,
We are.
Hey,
We think we're like evolved. We're not like our dads. We can talk about stuff. but we joke about it for 10 minutes and then go, okay.
Now
I'm feeling it. Now I'm feeling what we were making fun of. I'm feeling it.
Yeah, once you really start to think about it, you're like, oh, my God.
But, yeah, it's probably the dildos, right?
Yeah, probably butt plugs.
Anywho.
You guys believe in heaven? I sure do. A full plate of wings at Hooters.
Ayo.
Hey, that was my heaven.
No, seriously, do you believe in heaven?
Yeah.
I love you. Yeah,
I do. Angels are with us.
Well, I will say that, like, I'm not a religious person, and I don't really believe in that stuff. But I was like, when I was waiting for the call to find out if it had spread or not, mm-hmm. I was like, well, shit, let's give this a go. And I literally was just like, like in my head, obviously I'm not speaking.
You did the prayer from Forrest Gump?
I don't remember that, but
fly far,
make
far
me
away.
A bird.
Dear God, make me a bird. Fly far away.
No, I didn't. I didn't steal Jenny's prayer, but I did. I was like, hey, it's
hey, big guy.
It's been a while. Hey, I know it's been a while.
God, it's me, Adam.
Hey, just checking in.
Yeah, you spent 2 minutes just going, hey, it's been a while. You remember that? Of course you know that. You're God, man.
Of course you know that. You're God. You created that song.
I guess you kind of wrote it.
You gave that.
Yeah, do you have to catch God up a little bit, like, so last time I talked to you, kind of I'm on Righteous Gemstones now.
Been doing some things.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, my bad. Sorry about that.
It's just a joke.
Did I thank you for that part? Anyways, thank you for the part.
My dad also, like, didn't ask the doctor any questions. We're all on the FaceTime with the doctor. We can't be in the room because of COVID. And so we're all FaceTiming in, which is super annoying. Mm-hmm. And it's like half going in and out, and it sucked. But so we had a notepad just full of questions that we asked. And, you know, for like a week straight, we were just like, stockpiling questions to ask. And then we ask all the questions. We basically cover everything. And my dad's the one sitting in the room. And then he finally goes, hey, I got a question. And the doctor's like, okay, Mr. Devine, what? And he goes, can I smoke weed?
Now we're talking.
Yeah. Okay. Now we're getting down to it.
Smoking.
Yeah, buddy.
And I'm like, Dad, there's no way in hell that you're going to be able to smoke weed while you are a lung cancer patient.
Right.
I was thinking about that, and I was like, he can't use a lighter for sure.
Oh, but guess what, guys? You can. The doctor was like, yep.
Yeah.
I guess the carcinogen in marijuana smoke is like so fucking low that all the radiation and chemo that they're doing are will obliterate that.
Yeah.
You know, and it's science, but
give me a hell yeah.
This is Dr. Ozark or who?
No, this is the real doctor at MD Anderson.
He's like, all you got to do is switch to a volcano bag and you're going to be cool, man.
Yeah, he knows the brand.
Yeah, that stuff doesn't mess your lungs up at all. You're all good. But you got to be careful because the butane, right? Did you talk to him about the like sucking in the butane? Because I know your dad likes to hit fucking pipes hard, man.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Smoke weed every day.
No, we didn't go that far down, but...
You got to get him a wick.
So like what strain do you...
Yeah. Yo. But I am happy for him because that's what he was like most sad about. Like...
Yeah.
Because we were like, hey, yeah, probably going to have to cut down drinking and shit and all that. And he's like, yeah. And he's like, but I could smoke weed. And I'm like, I don't think you're going to be able to. And it just, I could tell how sad that made him.
Yeah.
Because
huge bummer.
Ever since like I was old enough for him to talk to me like an adult, you know, 11. And he was telling me.
Will you hold this for me when we get pulled over?
This is yours.
No, he had to get drug tested for work all the time because he worked for the railroad. He's a conductor for the railroad. Right. So he had to get drug tested. So he's never able to smoke weed his entire adult life, basically.
Right.
And he loved weed when he was a kid. So when he retired, he was like, oh, fuck yeah. I'm back to getting to smoke weed and living the life that I want to live. And that was only a few years ago now. And just to have that yanked from him, I could tell how sad it made him. And I was pumped when the doctor was like, oh, hell yeah, bitch.
So, yeah. This doctor is dope.
And that's a quote from the doctor. The doctor's super cool, guys. He wore tie-dye.
This doctor's legit. Like, he gets it, man. But for real, I'm pumped too. I thought about that with Dennis like right away. And I'm like, yeah. I think he's going to be good.
I imagine... him being like totally like nodding his head, stone face, hearing all like the odds of like making it and the procedures and all the shit that's going on.
Oh God.
And then
that was horrific sounding.
He just, one tear comes down and you're like, Dad's gonna be okay. He's like, no, I just thought of one thing. Am I going to be able to smoke weed? And they're like, yeah. And he just wipes the tear away. He's like, okay, we're good.
All
okay.
right. Good. No, okay. No, he goes, he literally goes, am I going to be able to smoke weed? And the doctor's like, yeah, you will be able to, you know, and he kind of explained it. He goes, good. Then we're beating this shit.
Yeah.
As if he wasn't.
And then he put on his sunglasses and ended the Zoom.
I fucking love your father.
That's all I needed to hear.
He roped a steer with his dick.
Oh, he's the best.
Oh, good. Then, like he wasn't going to beat it until he was allowed to smoke weed. And he's like, okay, good. Then we are beating this shit. All right, good.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
He's getting in the proper mind state.
I mean, marijuana is super valuable to the process for sure. Because even like what you're talking about with like the appetite, you really do lose it. You got to smoke that weed, get them munchies back.
Well, I kind of thought it was going to be just edibles. And I plugged him with tons of edibles. Mm-hmm. And the weed drink company that I've invested in.
Hello.
C-A-N-N. Mm-hmm. And so I gave him a ton of that shit. And I figured that's what the doctor was going to be like, okay, yeah, but just stick with edibles or whatever. And he was like, right. No. And the doctor was like, nah, Braj, rip that shit, dog.
Dude, right.
This doctor is the best.
Dust off your zong, dude.
This guy won a Nobel Peace Prize? Dude, he's off the fucking charts.
Yeah, man.
It was Peace Pipe Prize, brah.
Peace Pipe, dude.
That's so tight.
Damn, that's what's
Did
up.
He get the prognosis standing on an endo board?
You thought he won a Nobel Prize, but he just won a Nobel Prize?
He fucking kickflips his endo board and is like, you're good.
You're good, Brosh.
Oh, man. Dude, I have the endo board from Workaholics with all the gnar puns right here.
Oh, hell yeah, bitch.
Oh, the endo board pivotal.
Do you guys remember this?
So everybody at home, an endo board, they're also known as bongo boards. It's like a... piece of wood you stand on and balance over like a wooden cylinder and you kind of rock back and forth and work on your balance. And we had one in the writer's room of Workaholics and we wrote a bunch of stuff on it, Kyle.
That's right. And here we have some of our gnar puns that are written on there. Just making it says Nargarita.
Ooh, hey, I'm thirsty. And it's today's Cinco de Mayo. So we're recording this episode, it is Cinco de Mayo and I would love a Nargarita.
Would you also like a nard boiled egg?
Less good. So, but
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, wait, hold on.
Yes, punts!
Listen, these are insane. Narnar Binks.
Yes, punts!
Leonardo Dog the Catch Waves.
That's great.
Yes, yeah. Boys.
Pizza sus.
Nope.
Yeah. What? No, it is.
No. Nope.
Nar Kelly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, points.
Did I say can't gnarly wakes?
That's, yes, right. Yeah.
That's the best one right
That's
there.
Really That's really good. It. That works on levels. That yeah. works on
thank
levels.
You for,
Very
thank you
good.
For saving that one for last.
Yes.
Thank you.
You just reminded me about, I think, allegedly season one of Workaholics, this thing called Chat Roulette came out.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Chat Roulette.
And we were zooming on there. And Chat Roulette was basically like webcamming before it became like something you could tip and like watch girls in. It was basically you would just link up with people randomly and it would be like, naked dude, naked dude, naked dude, naked dude,
right,
naked
just
dude.
No, not even naked dude, just dick.
Or yeah, or like dick.
It was
dick.
So bizarre.
Guy like, sitting there super close to his computer. And then after going like through 50, you'd find like a naked chick and be like, whoa. And we were doing it.
Came out and she would have a dick.
I like that we did all that, but then like you could easily just look at naked chicks online.
But this was thrilling.
But this was this hey. Whole new world.
It hey, was I thrilling.
Know. I was there too, guys.
Like click, click, click.
Allegedly, click. We did this in the writer's room.
Allegedly,
it was thrilling.
Yes.
We were going and going and going and going. I can't remember if it was a guy or a girl, but somebody was like endo boarding on it.
It was a guy.
It was
yeah.
a dude. And then yeah. we were like, and there's no sound? I can't remember.
I can't remember. I don't think so.
We were like waving at him to not switch away from us because they can do that. And we like held up the endo board.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, thumbs up. And then like we did it for a couple minutes.
And then whipped his dick out and panned out.
It was cool.
That was amazing.
The website still has to exist, right? It's probably better than ever.
Chat Roulette?
It probably got bought out for its technology.
Oh,
it was
there
brilliant.
You go.
It was really brilliant.
Yeah.
I was talking today about shit that we allegedly did in the past that like now for sure we wouldn't do. One, we would probably get in all kinds of trouble for.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
And these are things that maybe we didn't even do.
And maybe yeah, allegedly, not. That's why we're saying it. Allegedly yeah. we did, allegedly we didn't. But
correct.
It's maybe we're just.
It's a podcast. We're just being funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're telling funnies.
For the gigs.
For the gigs and the chucks.
Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
Remember when we were allegedly at Comic-Con and we were playing beer pong yeah. with Kent Alterman, the old president of Comedy Central, and then we like whipped our dicks. It was like the last like ball, and
we were losing in beer pong to.
I thought it was Kent,
the drunk history guy.
Yeah, yeah
it was Kent and drunk history.
Yeah,
Army.
Derek.
I thought it was John Benjamin, wasn't it?
Yep, I think it was. I think it was John Benjamin and drunk history dude. And Kent was watching.
And Kent was watching.
Yeah, and Kent was yeah. watching. And he's the president of Comedy Central, essentially our big boss at Comedy right. Central.
Great guy.
And we were playing with him, and we just all like whipped our dicks out and we're like flapping them around.
So we had only one cup left. We had one cup left. We were losing, and it was like, we got to do anything so they fucking can't beat us. You pulled your nuts out. I got on mm-hmm. my knees and started licking at them.
Ew.
Allegedly. Okay. Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
Dude, what?
And that's what happened.
What happened?
You weren't there, dog.
I was over by the
well,
pool.
Well, dude, I think that's a pretty common practice in beer pong, like the distraction technique.
Oh, yeah, it is.
We still lost. I think he still made the shot.
So you licked your friend's testicles and lost?
I didn't actually lick it. I just was like flicking my tongue at it.
How close were you?
It was like close. He was like...
How close were
if
you?
If anything, I was wafting the scent of it into my mouth.
He was wafting the smell into his own nose.
I'm going to say that's almost hotter, bro.
Yeah, dude. That's a kink.
Yeah. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Don't kick shame Durs.
His nose
getting
candy.
Extra close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just kind of hot breathing on your friend's nuts.
I'm always like, hey, you guys want to play beer pong?
Hey, you want to play beer pong?
Yeah. First ball out, you're like distracting.
Yeah.
Let's distract him.
Let's distract him.
Well,
we don't have to yet.
Oh,
why are you making your dick mouth talk?
Oh, let's distract him. You should pull your nuts out.
Why are you pulling your ball sack over your dick?
We just started.
That used to be such a move, is pulling just your nut sack out. That was like
yeah.
the
yeah,
funny.
We called that bubble gum.
Yeah, yeah. You sat in gum.
Just kind of the skin. Just the skin of the nuts.
I think I told this story at summer camp. One of our counselors allegedly, he like woke us all up and he had his balls out of his boxer short hole. And he was like, yo, wake up, guys. Hey, and check out these new underwear I got. And we would all turn and look, and his nuts would just be
hilarious.
Oh, God, it was so funny. Ooh.
And he was standing over top of you just jerking off?
Well, I mean, at that point, I'm like, I might as well suck it. Wow. He taught me how to shoot a bow and arrow.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Oh.
Thank you, God.
There we go, man.
What a cool relationship between, like, an 11-year-old and probably, like, a 17 and 18-year-old. Just, like, shit's going crazy. How are camp counselors in charge?
Yeah. And these kids are just laughing so hard they're crying. I miss that. I miss being a kid when you would just laugh so hard that you were crying of laughter.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't laugh anymore. Everything got too real.
Yeah. When it became the business, it's very hard to find those pure moments of joy because you're always like, should we film it? We should film this.
Well, I would say I had that. It was so cool to, like, I was able to spend about a week and a half with my family this past week, kind of dealing with my dad's stuff. But it was the first time, I think, in my adult life that I truly went back and it was just the four of us for like a week straight with no one else. And it's just us in a room together, just chopping it up. And we were just silly as fuck and laughing so goddamn hard. And I was like, oh, yeah. Awesome. Like when you're a little kid, when just like something... You're just making fun of one member of the family and everybody's piling on and you're laughing so hard you're crying. Yeah. At least that's my family.
They're crying.
They're crying,
but you're laughing so hard you're crying.
Yeah, they're my mom is pretty bent out of shape that we're making fun of her so much, but it was all in good fun. We love you, Penny.
Well, there's always like a turning point where it's like funny until it's not.
And yeah, it's like okay, leave them alone.
I thought this was funny.
Yeah.
I thought we could keep going. Like, let's go.
Totally. Yeah.
This is still fertile ground for laughter.
Well, and every family is different. That's just how my family deals with stuff is like you have to make light out of it. And like my dad is calling himself Cancer Dad.
Yeah. Right.
And and so we're all calling him Cancer Dad. And he wants to be a cancer fluencer or Kenfluencer.
Is that real?
I'm sure it's real.
Is that real?
I don't know if it's real or not, but he wants to be that. When we were joking that he should be that, so and get like he's like on a bass boat and he's sponsored by Bass Pro Shops because like fishing is a thing you can do when you're dealing with cancer treatment because it doesn't exert a lot of energy.
I love the idea of Dennis doing like a little low budget commercial where he like catches cancer out of the lake. He's like, I'll be throwing this back.
Yeah. Hey, this is a catch and release.
Points. Yeah. Points.
That's awesome.
I had a homie who got cancer and beat it. But then he like is in these like he goes to these like recovery functions or whatever, and he's like, dude, like, and this was not like a guy who got laid a bunch or whatever, like met girls easily. Okay, and he's like, yo, post cancer, I'm cleaning up. I'm meeting these chicks who are like in recovery. And we're all talking about, we're all identifying with our cancers and stuff. And he's like, I'm killing it, dude. And I'm like, wow.
Hey, well, he's got a thing, you know,
for sure.
Yeah, that's sure. Got it in. Right, right.
Next level.
I mean, part of a community, I suppose.
Yeah. Jeez. Yeah. Hey, shake what your cancer gave you.
Shake what that cancer gave you.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Bart, I'm going to go ahead and take a sip. All right,
let's take a sip.
Points, points. Yeah, shake what the cancer gave you, for sure. Yeah,
take a sip.
Yep.
How many more years do I have with you guys?
Yeah, what? You were kind of out and about in Houston, though, huh, Adam? You guys went to a few sports games and stuff?
Yeah, we did. It was cool. We went to an Astros game. That was tight because it's all outside and it was all spaced out.
Right.
And so, you know, we're all vaxxed up, so we had our masks off, and that was tight. But we went to a Rockets game, which was awesome. And the Rockets actually gave us tickets, which was so fucking cool of them and so nice of them.
That's rad.
But we got tickets in the
Canfluencer.
He's a Canfluencer, so we get free shit. And we got tickets in the I don't know what to call it, the restricted zone or whatever, where it's the first four rows. That has to get rapid tested and
splash zone.
Oh shit!
Has to get COVID tested and
splash
everything.
Splash zone.
It might be the splash zone.
I can't ignore that Kyle said splash zone. That's a Gallagher show. This is a Rockets game. Sorry.
And so we're at the game, and I was so bummed because I'm like, oh, it'll be cool. Have a few beers. Like, sit here, eat some popcorn. You know, whatever. Mm-hmm. Watch the game, and you weren't allowed. In the fourth row, you weren't allowed to eat or drink anything in the fourth row, But in the fifth row, one seat behind us, there was a guy one seat behind us and like eight seats up. Like, so he wasn't that close to us, but fairly close. He was just basically mask off, eating and drinking the whole time. And I'm like, oh, man.
Thank you, Dr. Fauci. Wait, so did you guys have to have masks on also, sitting that close?
Yeah, and we had to have masks the entire time. It wasn't so bad, but it was really – I wanted to go to – because I'm a big NBA fan. I wanted to go to a game during this time because I was like, what is it like? I'm sure it's so weird. Mm-hmm, and it is super-duper weird. The amount of like – fan noise that they pump into the stadium to make it feel like there's people there because it's a 20,000 seat stadium or 18,000, something close to that. And there was, I think they only allowed 3,000 in. So there's like nobody there.
Right.
Damn. I think the other reason they pump that stuff in is because it's so easy to like talk to the players. Like I saw on Instagram, some dude was just like, LeBron, you're a baby. And like you can just
hear everything. Oh, and you can truly hear everything that the players are saying to each other and like how much they're cursing and like they're every player is just like, fuck, motherfucker, fuck you, fuck. And I'm like, this is
allegedly,
awesome.
Allegedly.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, you can hear like skin slapping on fouls and shit.
Oh, yeah.
You can hear their dicks hitting their thighs.
That's all we heard. It was just
skin slapping.
Blake.
Whoa.
Hey.
Blake, you want to take a sip, pal? Go ahead and take a sip.
That's all Blake was listening for. Can you hear that? Oh, my God. Can you hear that?
Oh, my God. I do love, though.
That's it.
They used
to play
like the street ball on ESPN2 or whatever. And they'd be at like some beach somewhere. And they'd be like, check out this move. They play it in slow motion on the replay. And you would just see like some dude's dick flopping back and forth in the mesh shorts as another dude like posts up and just takes it in the face.
Yeah, baby.
So good.
Blake's pumped.
You can't not see it. So somebody made the decision to be like,
it's a good enough play. Keep it in.
Put it in there. And it's not live.
We're back.
We're back.
What is that one from?
It's from a DMX song.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Hey. R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Have we been on since he died?
No, so much I feel has happened.
Yeah, a lot of things have happened in the last couple of weeks.
Right.
DMX, when he died, I went back and listened to, obviously, everyone did, listened to a lot of DMX.
Durs didn't.
Man, oh man, did he have a few songs that you're like, whoa, buddy.
Oh, yeah, dude. He had some problematic lyrics for sure.
He had some demons.
Yeah.
Where he just hated homosexuals in a way that you're like, well, what's going on there, buddy? Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? I don't remember those lyrics.
I'm going to just say rest in peace. But yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh, yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Rest in peace.
I kind of just listened to the ones that were on the radio, to tell you the truth.
No. The lyrics are next. I remember driving. I know exactly where I was because I was so shocked because I'm not really a lyric guy. I'm more of like a beat, whatever. Like if somebody like Tupac is kind of rapping, like the melody.
Yeah.
And I remember listening to the lyrics like and being like, well, what is he talking about? And I'm driving around the reservoir in Silver Lake, hearing it like crystal clear for the first time and going, oh, okay. Oh. Wow. Yeah,
I forget which song. It might be like, it's one of his really famous songs, like X Gun Give It To You or something.
Yeah.
It's not even like a line. It's not even like a verse. He comes back from the chorus and goes back in on it. And you're like,
yeah, it's like this guy's got some demons.
Wow.
But with that said, did you see like his little like funeral that went down in New York? It was just insanity.
Unreal.
Yeah.
And I would like to say all of those people are going to come to our houses now.
Yeah. With that said, you guys did see the army behind him, right?
Yes. Unbelievable. Rough Riders for life.
Yes.
I love DMX. I think I really liked his music. I thought it was awesome. It was super fun.
Mm-hmm. The energy was so much fun. Yeah, the energy was great.
Bum, bum, ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na.
Stop, drop, shut them down, open up shop.
I don't know any songs. Even my...
That's three songs.
That was every song.
You know that and slipping.
Talk is cheap, motherfucker.
Bum, bum, ba-na-na-na, That's every song. That's every song, and I like all of them.
Let's get it on.
Yeah. When we were shitting on Blake for not knowing the Grateful Dead songs, I was like,
right.
And I was really going in on him. Blink 182 is one of my favorite bands. I was thinking, I'm like, I know I could do it, but it wouldn't roll off the tongue, naming four songs.
Four songs of Blink songs?
Yeah, because I don't know the names of them. I just know all of them. Yeah. Like, if you put it on, I know every word of every one of their songs.
I think I only have two.
I don't even listen to them and I can name four.
You can?
Song titles?
For sure.
And your brain works better than mine, Durst.
Oh, no, not song titles, but like...
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, no, it's song titles. Like, all I have in my head is Damn It and Adam's Song.
The name of the song is Damn It?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was their first big hit.
From Can't Hardly Wait. That's just tight.
Yeah.
That's called Damn It?
Yeah, dude.
That's called Damn It, bro. They're fucking punk.
That's a sick song.
They're punk.
It's like a drink.
Yeah. They fucking rule. Correct.
And then the other one is the emotional Adam song.
Yeah.
Where they talk about spilling apple juice in the hall and stuff.
Apple juice in the hall. Please tell mom this is not her fault.
Right. Mm. It's really, really a heavy track.
It is.
You know what? I'll do a first take back. You know, why don't we get into it? Take backs and apologies. I will take back that it was aggressive to ask him to name four songs. But
thanks, man.
I would have accepted. I believe we can go back and check the tape. I said, you can even hum it, motherfucker.
Right.
Nice.
Do you have to say motherfucker in that?
No, I like it.
Do you have to?
He did. In that instance, I feel like he had to. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I just checked.
Because we were putting him on blast, and that's part of it.
Yeah. I was just checking. That's cool.
So check the tapes. But yeah, you know four songs. You could hum them. You could sing them. Mm. But you're also not listening to Blink right now a ton. And Blake looked like he was diving in pretty deep recently.
Right.
What are two other Blink song titles? We got two. Do you know?
What's My Age?
Oh, yeah.
All the Small Things, Carousel, What's My Age Again.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
M&M's.
Where Are You? Where Are You?
And Oh, I'm So Sorry.
That's really good.
Yeah.
What's Carousel, Adam?
Yeah.
What's Carousel?
Which one's Carousel?
What, hey, how does Carousel go?
Carousel.
I don't give a
She
carousel.
Kissed me on a carousel. I went down to the store again.
Well, I see. That's the thing is if that was playing, I know that's a song. And if that was playing, I would know, I could say every word to the song. But I don't know song titles very well.
I got to light it up.
Right.
I do remember What's My Age Again. That was a great one.
So even with one of my favorite bands, I would have a hard time, even though I know all of their music.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, so to be fair, that means you're just stupid.
I'm stupid. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Just name four songs. Just song titles.
Songs in general.
Songs?
Just that exist.
See?
Happy birthday.
Okay. Yeah. Twinkle, happy birthday. Twinkle, little ABCs. Twinkle, yeah. Twinkle.
Yep. And row, row,
and then,
row.
And then I'm
drawing a blank.
Motherfucking
boat.
Right. And what's another one?
What are songs?
any songs.
By the way, Twinkle, Twinkle and ABC are the same song.
Yes, they are. Same melody.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Which is crazy.
This is important.
That's a mind blower when you first realize that.
Is that for real, Bam?
Yeah, ready? Yeah. You sing ABCs at the same time I'll sing Twinkle Twinkle.
Okay,
ready?
Good, because I don't know the words
set,
to Twinkle Twinkle.
Go,
ready?
Go.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, A, Grex, A, 9.
Now nice. I know my ABCs.
X gon' give it to you.
Next time won't you sing with...
Is that real?
A frog.
Was that Kyle saying that?
What?
X gonna give it to you?
The X gonna give it to
no,
you?
No, that was me.
No, I was genuinely singing the ending of it.
X gonna give it to you.
Wow, that was really cool.
Oh my God, I thought that was a sound thing or I don't know what I thought that was.
You got scared.
So you think I sound cool?
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, dude.
You sound like a soundboard.
Appreciate that.
That was the first joke I remember laughing so hard that I would fucking cry my eyes out as a little kid learning the ABCs. We'd go through all the ABCs and then at the end you'd say like, next time won't you sing with me, you know that part, but mm-hmm. What we would do in my car, we'd go through the whole thing, it's all about the setup, and then we say next time won't you sing with a frog. And it would crack me up.
Oh, points. Dang.
Not points.
And you could change it every time you change it, you'd be like,
I don't give a fuck.
You'd be like, next time won't you sing with a monkey? And he's like, oh. It's just a great.
Wow. Really
good. That is pretty
Kyle.
Good.
Huh.
That was really special. Dude.
I loved it.
Hey.
Frog was the funniest by far for me. That's why I remember that.
It's
but
a
it
funny
was
word.
Like, it was just that confusion attack at the end of a giant setup that fucking cracked me up.
And I wonder if we can look at the analytics and see how many people tuned out during Kyle's story.
Right. Yeah, let's check it out. Check the RSS feed.
Yeah, hey. Just if we look at the, if we have iHeartRadio, look at the analytics and how many people just decided to stop listening to the podcast 50 minutes in because of...
I'd like to do an early apology. I'm just knee deep in fucking toddlers.
That is true.
I'm knee deep in a baby. I'm basically handling about, I got 3 50-pound dogs, a baby, and a 2.5-year-old, and I'm changing diapers all day. All right?
I'm living in a nightmare.
I think I'm fucking dealing with like 6 pounds of shit on a daily basis.
That's a lot.
Like 6 pounds.
That is true. So now you're talking to a bunch of grown ass men and you're like, I'm only used to talking about like ABCs and how fun it is to end it with frog and how funny that is. Right, exactly. And then you talk to like your 3 buddies who are damn near 40 years old and you tell that same story thinking it's going to get some chucks and gigs and it doesn't. And I understand that.
Or at least a smile or something, you know, something less critical from 3 of my best friends.
Hey, I love you. I love you, bud. That wasn't the best story, but I still love you. I tell stories that suck too sometimes.
I have a question about it. I'd love to expand on it.
It's a child thing that happened with me. What's up, Blake?
When you say next time will you sing with a frog, do you go through the alphabet as a frog in a frog voice? That makes the game very fun for me.
This is even worse.
My memory stops after the frog, but I'm down. I will. You know what I will do? I agree with you, and I'll do that. I'll do that with my kids. Because
you go like, next time will you sing with a British person?
Right.
And
then
you go,
I-B-C-D-E-F-J-I-J-I-J-K.
Well, I know the title of this podcast episode.
Yeah.
The guys do bad accents again.
Again, again, again.
Next time, won't you sing?
Sing with Casey Affleck.
I think I solved the case.
What's the Boston accent? I don't know how to do it.
Oh,
maybe we don't do that this time.
There it is. Blake's got it. Blake's got the Casey. maybe we do that.
I was working on this movie, and they wanted me to do a... I was writing the movie. And
you're watching a movie.
I was watching a movie. But they were like, they really wanted it set in Boston. And I was so scared of doing a Boston accent. Because that's the, like, first of all, people from the Northeast are very particular about their accents. And if you get it a little off, they will fucking shit down your throat.
Yeah, you got it right.
They will find you. They will hunt you down.
They will lick at your balls.
That one is a very scary one to do, I think. If you're not from there, it's hard.
I just watched The Departed.
Yeah.
I watched The Departed the other day, and the accent's insane. The way they say cops.
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 Cops. Yeah.
He's a cop.
Like, but it has to roll off the tongue. If they can tell that you're like gearing up to say cops, they're like, fuck this guy.
Right. Well,
it's just a weird character choice where everything you're saying, you're thinking. You're like,
quops. Yeah, you're just moving your face way too much. You're like, all right, it seems like you're really prepared to say this word. Maybe throw it away a little bit.
Co-op.
Are you saying co-op?
Yeah, just kind of, you know, throw it away. You're just saying
co-op. How do they say co-op?
Hey, you're just saying cops. You're just saying cops. Just throw
it
away.
Sounds like you're saying co-op. Like, we're not at a REI.
Co-ops.
Your only line, you guys are like making drugs out of your house. The cops bust in. Your big line is cops. And you just got kind of shout at the door, right. But throw it away.
That's hella
bit.
Hard. That's his only line.
Kyle, call action.
Okay, ready, and action.
Co-ops.
You have to wait for the door to open.
This.
You have to wait for the door to open. All right. You can't just yell it. You have to wait.
Hey guys.
Okay. All right. Okay. Hit me, Kyle.
Okay. Right. Okay. Just remember, he's gonna open the door.
And so, is there a noise when the door opens? Or
yeah. Okay. Well, we're rehearsing. I'll make the noise. All right. Ready. Mm-hmm. And
am I the sound guy?
Oh. Yeah. Durs. Roll sound.
Got it. Rolling.
All right, ready, and action.
It's co-ops.
And this was an episode of
We're Back.
See, I think that was almost too good. Yeah, so I was trying to do a bad impression, but I actually nailed it and probably got the golden popcorn from that one.
Quops.
Yeah.
You got very quops. Good. There's quops in there.
Yeah. It's quops. I added an it's. I took an artistic license and added an it's.
That felt natural. Mm-hmm. I liked it.
I yeah. think you fucked up. I think the person like, actually, it's cops. We don't want it.
Actually, it's just cops. It's not it.
You're saying co-ops?
Yeah.
And that's not what we
can mean. We just make them American? Is it cool if an American lives in Boston? Is that okay?
An American in Boston.
Oh, fucking dumbass.
I was going to say, I can't believe we're still on here for this. American. And Kyle gives us that gift.
I'm such a fucking dumbass, dude.
Yeah, but I'm glad we did because... Can an American be in Boston?
Bro, six yeah. pounds of shit every day.
And then after that, you couldn't say what he said.
What did I do?
You idiots!
What happened now?
Oh, God, oh, Kyle.
Boy.
Bro, I don't think you understand how tired I am.
How tired are you?
We get it, bro. Okay. We get it.
All right. Well, you're I just tired, want a little man. Empathy from my bros.
I'm tired too, man.
Hey, man.
Hey.
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, there we go.
Maybe get rid of one of your 1,000 dogs. Do you guys still have all the lizards?
Yes, but I don't deal with them.
The lizards, the snakes.
I don't deal with them.
Feed the dogs to the snakes.
I do the dogs. I do the 3 dogs and the 2 babies.
I ran over a snake with my bicycle yesterday.
Yikes.
That's the big news. Ooh, over here.
Are we talking bikes?
Yeah, we're back on some bike talk.
Love it.
Let's sneak this in. Blake and I got invited to the specialized shop in Santa Monica to
so
ride.
So jealous of you guys.
Some e-bikes. Mm. Had no idea.
Yeah,
we show up and the dude is fully geared out and is like, you're wearing pants and just casual clothes. Are you ready for this 2-hour bike ride?
Yeah, what? It was hilarious. I was just coming off getting the Johnson & Johnson backs.
Oh, nice.
Rolled up and the homie was in full regalia and he's like, you ready to ride? I'm like, I don't know. I've only ate gummy bears.
I didn't know this was a thing though.
But Jeremy at Specialized.
Yeah, so he took us out on a killer ride.
Yeah.
And it was tight. These e-bikes are next level.
I want to get one of those.
Yeah, those things are pretty increíble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do, when I look at them, I am
is that
like
a Boston accent?
Yeah, I think that was Boston. I do think that it
wasn't
they're cheating.
American.
Every time I see one, I'm like, you fucking cheater. Just ride the bicycle.
Yeah.
But what is cool about it is you can get a good workout in doing it. You just go farther. You right. know, you just like,
or you can do like the incline a little bit easier.
It's an assisted crank, essentially. Like it doesn't turn on unless you're pedaling. It just makes you twice as powerful or whatever.
Yeah, that's great.
It's an assisted crank.
All right.
Yeah. We like scaled a mountain easily, like didn't even have to stand up, just remained seated.
And these other dudes guiding us were like hoofing it like out of the saddle. And we were just like, they're like, you guys good? And we're like, we're good.
Were they in e-bikes as well or just reg bikes?
One was a reg bike, one was an e-bike, but it was off. And Blake and I were just turbo.
You guys weren't getting a workout at all. You guys were like feet off the pedal. Just
I had just worked out, showered, and gone to the store. And then they're like, okay, let's go for a ride. 2-3 hours? And we were just like,
oh, again.
Okay.
And I, you know, as I said, vaxxed Johnson & Johnson, the blood clots, you know, it's just, I was really worried. about that.
Yeah, that's stressful.
Are we all vaxxed up now? How is that going, guys? You guys are all vaxxed up? Don't know what to do?
Second one is tomorrow for me. Can't wait to get knocked on my ass.
Yeah, it was after the second one, that day I was fine. It was the following day is when I was feeling like shit after my second one. Mm-hmm. But everybody reacts different. Chloe, my fiance, she, the day after her second vax, she had to fly to Hawaii to shoot a movie. And so I'm like, oh, I feel so bad for you. You're going to feel like flying to Hawaii with like a fever and chills and sweaty. It's going to be a nightmare. Right. And, and she felt absolutely fine. And I was a total mess. So
that's cool. Yeah.
My shit kicked in. Like we did the bike ride. It was pretty long, but I got my shot at 10:30, and then right around 5 o'clock when I was driving home from the ride, it just hit me.
Beum, 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 beum.
My body was just like,
What'd you feel like? You just got like the
extreme muscle soreness, like a flu, and then just walked through my door, like laid on the floor, started to shiver for about 15 minutes, and then it was just kind of like sore. Right. And then in the next morning, I was
all
cool.
good. Yeah, right. Yeah,
I like woke up and there was like a puddle in my bed, like
wild.
Like when you have like a horrible like fever and shit. So
right.
Right.
And then I had just had chills.
Do you have nightmares?
No.
Whoa, vax mares?
I'm gonna have nightmares.
Well, I also kill my nightmares with weed and ZQL. So I really have no dreams.
But dude, I've been dropping those gummies. I take gummies right before bed and have the craziest dreams.
Really? Mm. Yeah. Oh, I do not.
That's why I take it, because I'm like the dream master, like Freddy style.
That's awesome. That's
dude,
cool.
You need to get one of those dream control machines. Those seem so fun. I've always wanted to try one.
Lucid dreaming.
Life is my dream control machine.
Hey, you know what?
I'm living in a nightmare.
What is a dream machine? What the fuck is that?
It's like basically what it looked like was this light bulb in the middle of basically like a shade with shapes cut out of it that spins at night. And then I guess when the lights hit your eyes when they're closed while you're sleeping, your brain starts to recognize that the light fluttering, and it's like, oh, I'm asleep. I'm dreaming right now. I can now control what I'm thinking, but I'm still sleeping.
Well, how can you go to sleep with this fucking lights hitting your eyes? I feel like I would not be able to.
I think it keeps you in that zone where you're like half asleep, half awake.
You know, because at that point, it's all about controlling your dreams. Like back in the day when I've never done the lucid dreaming, but I did do some research, and they didn't have a dream machine back then. But what you could do is have a friend with a flashlight when you go to bed, like trigger the light on your eyes. Yeah. So like then you're like, and then you wake up and you're like, oh, okay, I was dreaming. Okay. And after enough nights.
Draw dicks on your face.
Yeah. After enough nights of that, you could essentially turn a light on, like put it on a timer and be inside of your dream lucid.
Well, maybe, we need to get a dream machine sponsor. We all do it, and then we all come in here and talk about our lucid dreams.
I mean, whatever happened to just playing Dungeons & Dragons? Hey,
Blake and Kyle are in.
That would be a dream to play with you guys.
Yeah, I would play with you guys.
I would like to learn and play with you guys. I feel like Durs and I don't know any thing like that, so I would like for you to initiate us into your nerd culture.
Do you know it, Durs?
Yeah.
I've only done it like once or twice.
You know how to do it, Durs?
Yeah. You just build a character, and there's like certain points for like dexterity and strength. And
I'm really strong. My name's Jeff with a G.
Do you know how you get those points?
How you get them?
You'd roll dice.
Yes, you roll dice. That's right.
Yeah, dude.
Perfect.
Points. It's science.
Yes, points.
Any take backs, apologies, or giveaways?
Yeah.
I feel like we already did them.
Hey, Manuel, I would just...
don't call me Manuel.
One of them. Manuel, I would like to compliment Manuel, or better known as Dennis D, man.
Hell yeah.
Put up the good fight, brother. Straight up. Love you. Yep. Happy to be back and talking about it, and we just know you're going to give this cancer hell, brother.
Second that.
He will. He listens to the podcast, too. I caught him taking a shit listening to the podcast. Nice. So
all right.
He doesn't really know how his AirPods work, so half the time he's just playing on his phone with his AirPods in his ear.
But, AirPods on the toilet sounds dangerous.
Oh, that is so good.
Those are going in the bowl.
But no, he loves it. He doesn't believe that I think you're my favorite actor, Kyle, so I've had to correct him.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. No, he can see through your bullshit. He's good.
No, dude, I'm stood by
he's
it.
He's your father, dude. He can see through your shit.
Who's your second favorite actor, Adam?
Jack Nicholson.
Oh,
okay.
Oh wow. Yeah, you put me, it's not even the favorite out of this group.
Have you seen The Departed?
Yeah.
So good. Yeah.
Big fan.
Adam, come on. Your dad is correct. He knows you. He knows you're fucking with me. He knows you're fucking with the world.
I'm not fucking with you, dude. I think you're a really talented actor. You really make me laugh. You make me question my own abilities as an actor. Right. And crazy. I think you're very talented. I fucking love you, dude.
Thanks, man.
By the way, Kyle, it's not like, you know, like we all have like our favorite friend that might not necessarily be our best friend.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. So you're his favorite actor. You might not be the best actor.
True.
There you go.
All right. So he just likes my moves.
You could even be the worst.
Nope. I think you're the best, Kyle.
So that's what it is.
I'm doubling, tripling down on it, dude.
He's your favorite best actor.
I see all your moves, and I wouldn't even know how to approach your acting moves.
You'd have to deprogram.
Other acting? I look at other actors. I'm like, oh, I can steal that little move. I can add that to my tool chest. Yours, I'm like, I don't even know. That wouldn't fit in my tool chest. My tool chest is not equipped to handle those moves. So congratulations to you.
Hey, man, thank you. I'll take that.
I will say Kyle would always be the most prepared.
Well, I didn't have to work like every fucking day like you guys. I'd just come in and fucking, you know, So I'd have time to like look at it. You guys were like, how many hundreds of lines do I need to say today?
I actually found myself, because I'm kind of dealing with that now on Gemstones that I'm not in it every day. And I find it harder than when you're there every day and you just find the rhythm and you know the character so well. And it's just like putting on like a comfortable jacket or whatever. Right, like you really, and you. I was able to on Workaholics just look at the sides, memorize it within a few minutes, and then just go and do it. Right. And on this, I'm having a much harder time because I'm not doing it every day, and it's not the muscle that I'm working every day.
Right. Got to fire the engine up.
Yeah.
So I'd like to apologize to David Gordon Green, Jody Hill, and Dana McBride for casting me in this role because I'm having a hard time with it. But no, I'm having a blast.
Nice. It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. Yeah.
If you ever want to run lines, bro, I'm here. You know, we can get on Zoom. I'll run lines.
Dude, with the legend himself? Dang, I'd be too embarrassed.
If you want to feel super insecure about yourself, run lines with Kyle.
Yeah, with the best actor.
You remember back in the day when we used to do that shit? You'd have to go do some auditions and run lines in your room?
Hell yeah, dude.
Do that. I don't care.
I love that shit, man. Hell yeah.
Right on.
I'd be down to clown.
Right on.
Great friend.
Well, I would like to thank you guys for letting me talk a little bit about my dad. And, you know, it's weird that on This Is Important, we usually just bullshit and talk about fun stuff. But, you know, every once in a while, real life creeps in. And I want to thank you guys for letting me broach that subject a little bit. And big shout out to Dennis D for fighting the good fight. And we all think that you're going to fucking kill this cancer and crush it, my man. Love you, buddy.
100%.
He might even, like, cure cancer.
Yeah. That's what we think. Yeah, that's what we think.
Right. And then they have to like operate on him and take all his blood and stuff, but it'll be...
Well, they are doing really weird, cool shit where they're taking his cancer tumor, his cells, and injecting it into rats.
Nice.
And then growing the tumors in those rats and then testing different cancer treatments on the rats to see what, in case the radiation and chemo don't work, like the more alternative stuff.
Yeah.
On these rats, which I think is so cool. And I'm team testing on rats and animals of all sorts for anything. So I'm team that.
This is important.
Yeah, so I think that's kick ass.
I want to write a pilot about those rats.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's your cartoon right there.
Cancer rats. Hell yeah.
That's good.
Uh-huh. Mm. Getting that good juice.
Well, that is important.
So does anyone else have any take-backs, apologies, or... giveaways?
Oh, I'd like to thank you guys on the heels of that. Very genuine. I'd like to thank you guys for allowing me a little bit of a moment to talk about my alphabet joke when I was a child. That was, felt very good to get off the chest.
Sorry, that's a take back or a thank you?
That's a thank you. That's a...
Sure.
Yeah.
Thanks. I was just wondering.
Yeah,
you got it.
No, not a take back.
You're not taking that back. You're
no, I
you're
live my life us. No regrets. I live my life no regrets.
No regrets.
That's the only way to live.
And that's tattooed on your body?
Somewhere. You're going to have to find it.
I'll apologize quickly for the construction happening in the background.
We can't hear it.
Can't hear it.
Hear it.
Good. Oh, great.
Yeah, I'd like to compliment your sound today because we cannot hear your...
Well, Durs has had shitty sound on multiple podcasts. We don't really...
It's just different. It's just different sound.
It's different sound. And it's... most people think it's not good. But it is different. It's definitely different.
It's a choice.
Right. It's like mumblecore.
He's got a new setup, and he's clicked the right buttons, so the sound's going to come through nice and clear. And I would like to thank him for doing all that.
Thank you, Anders, for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And this has been another episode of...
We're back.
This is important. We're back.
We're...